Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill-Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Devin. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Liquor and whores.
All right, Devin, you understand how this here game is played?
I do.
All right, well, you have your choice of one of three stories. Today, we offer you the category of bite me. In other words, what did someone find in the food? Interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. And today, our latest category, seriously, where you guess the petty conflict that led to extreme violence.
Seriously?
I'm as mad as hell. I'm not going to take this anymore.
Sadly, a man is dead after a dispute turned violent at a Mexican restaurant in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Now, the argument reportedly began around 1:30 a.m. at Antojitos Mexicanos restaurant when one man insulted another over something. One witness said, quote, "I heard that there was these two guys and they got into an argument. The other guy was kind of pissed off. The guy that got insulted pulled his weapon and started shooting the other guy. Now, the man who made the insult drew his weapon first, but the other man fired back." The witness continued, quote, "The other guy was chasing him, shot after shot. It's just sad because this is a good neighborhood, never had blah, blah, blah." Anyway, local news flew over the scene as police were on the scene, putting up yellow tape and clearing the area as they began gathering evidence. According to the victim's brother, he spent the morning looking for him until he got a call from detectives that confirmed his suspicions that his brother was dead. Fort Lauderdale police, they confirmed the identity of the 54-year-old victim. The brother said, "The only thing I can say is that I want the police to apprehend the suspect right now. There's nothing else we can do." Now, authorities, they're still investigating the shooting and are working to identify and find the gunman. The question is, what was the insult/argument that led to the shooting? Was it an insult about one of their shoes? Was it an insult about a song choice on a jukebox? Was it a shooting over a message on one of their t-shirts? Or finally, was it an insult about the girlfriend's breast size? So shoes, jukebox song, t-shirt message, or girlfriend's breast size. What was the insult that led to the ridiculousness?
Where'd you say this was at again?
This was Florida. In Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Fort Lauderdale?
Yep.
Miles, what are you thinking? Well, I know you're thinking the breast size thing, obviously, automatically, but
1:30 in the morning.
I mean, it's 1:30 in the morning.
Devin, I'll go girlfriend's breasts.
I mean,
I don't think it's insulting. I don't think I would say something insulting.
You might not.
Honestly,
know.
I'm going to go song choice. It's almost last call. People get fired up.
Okay.
That's the jukebox. Let's see. I'm going to go breasts, too.
Breast
size.
Okay. Yeah. What led to this man being shot? Was it an argument over shoes, a song choice, a message on a t-shirt, or a comment about a girlfriend's breast? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
This category is the brand new one. Seriously, on Profile List, we guess the dumbass argument that caused a little bit of violence. Oh, yeah. In this case, a man is dead. After an argument a late night at a Mexican restaurant in Florida, things obviously escalated. Question is, what was this argument about? Was it about someone's shoes, the choice of songs on the jukebox, a message on a t-shirt, or a girl's breasts, so to speak? A comment about this.
Yes, a comment about the woman's breasts.
They're so tiny.
Look at them itty bitty things. And Devin, that is the question that we asked you.
Tiny mouth.
Speaking of the, yes, a teeny tiny breast. You and Miles agreed, had to be the boobs. It was not the breast size. Ted, you went with the jukebox.
Yeah.
Man got shot over the choice of song you put on the jukebox. And you are correct.
Oh,
what did he play?
Tell me they tell us.
They will not. That's the one thing I tried to find out. No one's offering that up. But yeah, that's how
the
someone
real
lost
story.
Their life.
That's the real story.
Well, also just because it's 1:30 a.m., so it's like I'm assuming it's last call. They're drunk.
Sure.
Yes.
Still,
you play that one more time, I swear I'm gonna shoot you.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, your choices today. Of course, you got the Jimmys,
Fallon and Kimmel.
Stephen Colbert. Who am I forgetting? Oh, Ted Smith. Seth Meyers.
Or Jesus. Is it late night?
It's right there in the title. These guys have teams of talented writers. Help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
I just completely brain farted right there. The National Toy Hall of Fame has its nominees this year for induction into the museum, while Dad's announced the finalists for That's Not a Toy Hall of Fame. First inductee, the thermostat.
Yeah. The Ted Smith.
Yeah, I'll say it to you.
Seth Meyers.
The National Toy Hall of Fame last week announced this year's finalists for induction into the museum, while Dad's announced the finalists for the National That's Not a Toy Hall of Fame. First inductee, the thermostat.
I'd also like to add the sliding door.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. The electric window in the car.
The toilet.
I don't know if you guys saw this, but a police department in Massachusetts added an ice cream truck to its fleet. Yeah. It's called Freeze.
Nice.
Come on, D. Ted Smith.
Fallon?
Smith. Yeah. That's a solid one.
Good work.
I did try to set it up like Fallon, thank you. A fearless cat traveled 1,000 miles back to its owners in California after going missing in Yellowstone. That's amazing. And proved once and for all that cats stuck in trees could come down if they wanted to. They just love all the attention from the hot fighters.
Colbert.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Colbert.
A fearless cat traveled 1,000 miles back to its owner's home in California after going missing in Yellowstone. That is amazing, and it proves once and for all that those cats stuck in trees could come down if they wanted to. They just love all the attention from the hot firefighters.
The CEO of a company that makes Ozempic testified before Congress, and he was grilled over the drug's new high price. Never going to roast him, but grilling's healthier.
Fallon.
Yeah, Fallon.
That is Fallon.
Which one? Sorry.
Ozempic.
The CEO of the company that makes Ozempic testified before Congress, and he was grilled over the drug's high price. Yep, they were going to roast him, but grilling is healthier.
The Hershey Company has announced a new partnership with C4 Energy to release a candy-flavored energy drink. Congratulations, you invented soda.
Come on.
Myers?
Seth.
The Hershey Company has announced a new partnership with C4 Energy to release candy-flavored energy drinks. Congratulations, you invented soda.
Now, if you ever watched, like, American Idol and stuff, like, American Idol, I think definitely part of it is the person going to be, are people going to like him?
Sure.
Right? Like, do they kind of, shouldn't say fit, but like, do they look like a star? You know what I mean? Right. It helps. Right?
It certainly does.
So one good thing about it was Britain's Got Talent. Now we have America's Got Talent is that they're just like, we're just looking for the talent. So I don't usually talk about the show a ton, but the guy that actually won it last night is a janitor. His name is Richard Goodall. He's in his 50s, and all he sang was classic rock.
The AGT champion and winner of $1 million is Richard Goodall!
Is that him?
Yeah.
Damn.
Right?
Sure, and he's not generally a band you want to hear people do a karaoke.
I know.
Because you're not going to hit it, right?
I'm telling. So he is a janitor, right? I mean, look, he just looks like a dude. Wears
like
a paperboy hat. You have to imagine, whether he boozes or not, that he must crush at the local karaoke.
Oh, yes, dude, he does. He has to.
Yeah.
You know what I read today? I didn't realize who it was. So you win $1 million, which is awesome. But there's two ways you can get it. You can take basically the annuity like they do with the lottery, but it works out to about $300,000. But they give it to you in a lump sum, or they pay you $25,000 a year over 40 years. Even the lottery does $50,000 a year for 20. So they break it down, $25,000 a year for 40 years. So if I'm him and he's in his 50s, like, just give me the $300,000. Give me the $300,000. So it's not like you win $1 million up front. You will get the million. But keep in mind, the $25,000 over the 40 years, that's pre-tax. So do you take the $300,000 up front? It's already been taxed, but this is what you get out of it, right? Because somehow $700,000 goes to people that aren't you. Or $25,000 a year, which is a fantastic supplement to anyone's income, but it has not been taxed yet. You should probably walk with $17,500.
Maybe California, because they're taking state, they're taking federal.
Maybe.
Man, that's a tough one, because generally I would take the payments over time, but 20 years is a while.
But 40.
Or 40 years. Yeah. That's a long time.
And you're getting about $18,000 a year. You know, if I were in my 20s, I would take that, because I know no matter what else I'm doing, because back then I'm broke. All the jobs are pretty low paying, right? For me, anyway. No college degree, nothing like that. So it'd be cool to know I'm at least going to bring home $18,000 a year.
I think you should do the smart thing. Take the 300 G's, go to Vegas, walk up to a roulette table, put it all in black.
That is the very
smart thing.
That is the smart thing, yes.
Well, you know, if you need any more money managing tips, my name's Ted Smith.
The Ted Smith, yes.
Do not come to me. everybody in here like Key and Peele, right?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. So Michael, Keegan-Michael Key, he was talking about basically, and right, they were together on Mad TV for 5 seasons, and then 2012 to 2015 on Key and Peele. Basically, he's just saying, like, we don't really see each other much anymore. Says he calls it tragedy. He says, your life start to evolve in a more different directions. Our evolution, I think, this is his quote, is tied to both of what our desires are. His desire was to start exploring the horror genre.
Mm-hmm.
My desire was to do more dramatic work like I've been trained in school.
That's fair.
They also add that, like, one lives in New York City and Peele's out in L.A.
But yeah. I bet you they would chop it up if they had the time and just got back together.
Well, dramatic work means New York.
For sure.
Horror genre means Los Angeles.
And I get it. And Jordan Peele's done great for himself. I don't know what Keegan-Michael Key's been doing, but Jordan Peele, I mean, has his name on it. You understand what he's doing.
Isn't he also married to Chelsea Peretti, who probably is doing all the L.A. stuff, too?
Yeah. Well,
and they had kids.
Yeah, and it's kind of crazy that, like, you know, you just don't think about, to us, I think we always think about actors being actors, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like David Schwimmer, right? Like, he had, like, what, one or two movies. And then everybody's like, his career died. It's like, well, he's been behind the scenes doing stuff
Brothers
for years.
Make him bank behind the scenes.
So you kind of forget, you know, it's actors, like for athletes, unfortunately, there is a finite end. Like eventually there's just somebody younger and better than you are.
Yeah, of course.
But like for actors, you can go on for years getting roles and stuff. But I think some of them just finally get to a point where it's like in sports, you go, all right, I'll start coaching, right? Or I'll be a, you know,
grad assistant, start out, blah, blah, blah. I think for some of those actors, they just get to a point where it's like, I'd rather just like to direct these movies or produce them as opposed to starring in them all the time.
Ron Howard.
Yeah, depending on how deep your artistic love is for the medium, I can see why you want to get behind the camera and control it. And also when you do that, depending how big of an actor you are, I don't have to deal with the tabloid nonsense. You read about yourself every once in a while, but people aren't following Ron Howard around. People don't follow around Steven Spielberg, in spite of the fact, or James Cameron. You hear from them, but it's on their terms. And you go like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's some A-list actors who I know, I'm sure they thoroughly enjoy doing films, but like Leonardo DiCaprio and Jack Nicklaus never struck me as dudes that hate being famous.
No. I mean, they take full advantage and you go like, yeah.
Right.
But you still have to hear about... But you only heard the same things about both of them, right? Like, I'm an A-list actor, and I'm crushing young ass. That is what you hear about me. You don't hear another thing. You know, maybe I did something charitable. Maybe I spoke somewhere. But overwhelmingly, it's not me getting drunk or doing drugs or any of the flashy stuff. It's like, you saw me on a beach in France on a yacht with a chick one-third my age in a bikini.
Yeah, and Jack Nicklaus, I always love that, you know, he's just
Nicholson.
Or Nicholson.
I'd say the golfer, Jack Nicklaus. I'm like, he's rolling in that circle.
R.I.P.
Oh, yeah.
The Golden Bear.
To the Golden Bear!
I always think that Jack Nicholson just was like, yeah, I'm this famous. I like the Lakers. Showtime Lakers were awesome. I'm going to sit courtside every game I can.
Hell yeah.
Like, plus, he's in L.A. You know, like, I don't know. I'd be one of those people. If I had that kind of money and that kind of fame, like, you'd see me at all, like, sideline, like... Ted's on the sidelines at the Seahawks game again. Like, yeah, shocking.
And Jack Nicklaus still alive.
The Golden Bear's still alive? Yep. Oh, God. Sorry, Jack.
Damn. I take back the Golden Bear.
Wait a minute, an update.
Tell me I didn't buy all some.
He's 84 years old.
Is Arnold Palmer still alive?
Oh, no.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Hardy.
Arnold Palmer.
One of the best drinks out there. I love an Arnold Palmer.
It is delicious. I know. And it cuts in there. Remember, when you add the vodka, it then becomes a John Daly.
John Daly. Yep. Yeah. And if you drop cigarette butts in there, still called the John Daly.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Last week, I was talking about that new series on FX about Aaron Hernandez.
Yes.
Two new episodes came out last night. I have not watched them yet. I plan on watching them tonight. But also, I wanted to mention, and listen, this is an old man TV recommendation. The show's...
Matlock. Matlock
came out in 2014-2015. It's called Gunslingers.
Is this a documentary or is it a like show?
It's one of those ones where they're kind of documentaries, but they have actors. Right, they have actors reenact it, and then like the historian will come on and go, "Well, that's what happened here, and this and that." Like I was telling that story earlier about the one guy that's like, "Oh, the mob, the lynch mob. You can't have them. I'll lynch them myself, but I'm the sheriff." Needs to be law and order in this town. And also, I don't know why I forget, but like for some reason, when I think of the Wild West, I always think of like cowboys and Texas and stuff, right? But you forget like New Mexico, Arizona.
That's where the S was going down, bro.
Right. Like terrible. Like, yeah. Right. Like, where's Deadwood? That's Wyoming, right? Like, Deadwood Wyoming? Is like, they're just
I think you're right. I think it is Wyoming.
Ruthless and just like yeah, there is no law here, right? Like Tombstone's super famous, but like you watch that stuff on Deadwood, which was also a very good TV series.
South Dakota,
yeah. And also, like the history nerd in me likes how like the railroads come out. There's something there. There's a gold mine. You already kind of see it, but then they explain why these towns are so tough. It's like, look, a bunch of people went out to California in '49 for the original gold rush. So by the time you get to Deadwood and they find some gold and stuff there, you have these salty old miners who from California who did not get their money's worth, who now really don't care. And just taking lives is just not a big deal, right? Like the value of life is so low that it's just...
Versus gold.
Yeah, and it's wild when you watch that stuff. By the way, whatever shows you like, they're probably back tonight on TV. We're getting into that time of year. All the new series premieres. Masked Singer, Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, The Floor, Chicago PD.
It's all Chicago, all night.
It is. NBC was just like, we're going all in, just like
Chicago.
Chicago.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. LA police find out what happens when you get next to an MRI machine with a gun. Meanwhile, at a wedding in Spain, the bride prefers her guest slightly well done. Australian fisherman Tim Fate after reeling in a doomsday fish at the Cream Cheese Festival in New York State, a world record-breaking dish. And Oregon residents still shocked that sunfish exist. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
That dog's name, Steve, Nina the Wiener.
Nina the Wiener. Sorry, just watching a video that shows a coyote snatching Tommy Lee, drummer of Motley Crue's dog, out of a pool and then trying to jump over a fence, but the dog is too fat.
That's right.
For the coyotes.
Nina the Wiener.
All right.
Our top story, we go to the lovely country of Ireland, where a wedding celebration turned into an emergency. After the ceremony went off without a hitch, the group was moved downstairs to the venue for the after party to get started and the reception. Everyone was having a great time until someone noticed that one of the young ladies at the reception was in a semi-conscious state and appeared to have suffered severe burns. Authorities were called and she was rushed to the hospital, where she underwent an emergency procedure before being taken into another hospital for further treatment. Doctors said that her condition and recovery were uncertain at the time the article was published, but they were treating it as a horrific accident, as they've determined that while she was in the bathroom at the reception, her dress caught fire on the decorative candles.
Oh, man.
Wow. My first question was, what kind of dress was she wearing? Because, you know, people's clothes, they catch
polyester.
On fire. Right, and that's what I'm wondering. Did that stuff just turn to napalm on her skin and just sit there and burn the living tar out of her?
It's less like it bursts into flames, more like it like clings to you, right, and sears.
Right.
And I don't know.
That's the only thing I can think of. Because if it was just tulle, like, that thing's just going to go up. It's going to be scary. Probably going to suffer some burns.
It's like your hair, though.
But you're not going to need an emergency procedure.
Right.
Right. This messed her up.
And you ruined someone's special day.
You really did. Way to make it about you, Brenda.
Yeah. I feel like Halloween parties, that's one of those few times where it's like, hey, like, do not light your bowl around me.
Yeah.
Like, I will go up in flames very quickly.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
In other news, the LAPD has found themselves in hot water once again after a pot raid went wrong. A local diagnostic center was raided by police after high energy use and an alleged odor of marijuana was detected. Don't know how they smelled that. Believing they were conducting an illegal grow operation inside. They detained an employee while they raided the building, with the employee saying that the whole operation was an unorganized circus. At one point, one of the officers went into an MRI room, ignoring signs that metal was prohibited within range of the machine because it's an MRI machine, and held his rifle loosely in his hand without a strap. Eventually, the rifle was sucked out of the officer's hand and stuck to the machine, prompting the officer to pull a sealed emergency shutoff switch, damaging the machine in the process and leaving a full magazine behind as he left. The facility has since filed a lawsuit with the department.
Well, part of the reason they use all that energy is because, well, it's a diagnostic center.
Right.
With an MRI machine.
I don't know what kind of information they got, but
They need a better excuse.
I read that this morning. It's like your rifle flew out of your hand. I get what an MRI machine can do, but like maybe you should know
right.
that.
Right, come on, man. And just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
To New York for an incredibly tasty world record. At this year's annual Cream Cheese Festival event, officials sought to break a world record set all the way back in 2013. The world's largest cheesecake. Back in 2013, they set the standard with an impressive 6,900-pound cheesecake,
damn.
But were undone by a Russian Russian enthusiasts who broke their record with a cake weighing 9,300 pounds.
I gotta ask, is this like you make 500 cheesecakes and then put them all together?
No.
Or is there an oven big enough that can bake this thing?
I think they manufacture equipment because not only do you need an oven, but then you need a refrigerator as well
right.
to help it set.
Yes.
So
I mean, you could, well, that's possible. Because, like, look, like seafood. They have seafood warehouses where that stuff stays frozen
right,
in
right,
Ballard.
Right.
I mean, right. You're walking into a freezer that's a warehouse. That's attainable. Where do you find the oven?
Where do you find that big old oven? Yeah. Armed with a go-big or go-home attitude, they destroyed that record by baking a 15,000-pound cheesecake.
Which goes back to Miles's question, where
How
is
in
the
hell?
I think that's fair. I think sometimes when they make the world's longest pizza, they just put a bunch of them together.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean,
it was documented by Guinness officials, and the townspeople did enjoy themselves a slice of history.
I mean, I guess if it's a Guinness World Record, maybe it has to be in one piece.
Right?
How did it taste, Mike? Did they say?
Tasted like ass.
I was going to say, it's probably not that good.
Bedroom sports. The Mariners were not able to hold off the Astros in a dramatic 4-3 loss, putting the nail in the coffin in the race for the division. But the wild card race is still very much alive as the Mariners look to claim one of those last two spots up for grabs. Keep an eye on the scores of the Tigers, the Royals, and the Twin games, and hope against hope for losses with all of those teams. However, the Mariners finished up the series with Houston this afternoon and came up big with an 8-1 victory. They'll wrap up the season after the day off tomorrow with a three-game series here at home against Oakland. That is the last series. They've got three games to make up basically 2.5. We've got to win out, and we need some losers there for the wild card race, but we can get this done. As far as playoffs are concerned, the same cannot be said for the Seattle Storm, who were swept by the Las Vegas Aces, unfortunately knocking them out of the playoffs. Well done, though, ladies. Way to put on a great year. Way to get back to the playoffs.
Hell yeah.
Well done, man. As far as your weather, be ready for some showers tonight, but it should dry up by tomorrow. We can expect some heavy cloud cover in the morning with more possible showers in the evening. Look for a high of, about 67 for tomorrow. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. I'm listening coming up at 7, spreading awareness about mental health and the message that talk saves lives. In the meantime, the lovely Jolene is up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.